Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Prayer and Tarot. This is Reverend Sydney Finn, as always, and we are going to start today with the prayers that you guys submitted on my website. If you're new here, hello and welcome. I do these prayers a little bit differently, so just in a nutshell, the way this works is people submit prayers. I say, I'm in full agreement for. And that agreement is like an energetic yes. I'm saying, yes, I'm in full agreement for X, Y, and Z to happen. So what you can do on the receiving end of this is just be in agreement for the thing to happen as well. And it's kind of like a collective manifestation. So anyway, let's go ahead and dig into this. Now, this first prayer is for Daniela. And it looks like you are having some frustrations come up around family and in-laws and just having a lot of hatred and intolerance thrown your way. So I'm in full agreement for you to experience and get the separation from the toxicity wherever that is needed. I'm in full agreement for you to have insulation from anything that's being thrown your way. I'm also in full agreement for you to have permission to take up your full amount of space and not need to shrink in order for this person to be in your vicinity. So I'm in full agreement for you to take up the space that you need and for the healing of your heart. Full agreement for all of that. And I'm in full agreement for this situation to evolve into something where this person is barely a blip on your radar, not even someone who you think about at all. So I'm in full agreement for that attachment to completely dissolve and for her to be nothing more than just a spirit walking around, essentially. So I'm in full agreement for all of that. All right, this next one is for Dwayne. I am in full agreement for you to have the faith and determination to get back on your feet, leading you towards more money, fulfillment, and satisfaction. I'm in full agreement for you to receive the happiness and cultivate the happiness and love that you desire in this lifetime. And I am in full agreement for you to better your life through all of the actions that you're taking and to feel really in alignment with the direction that you're going. I'm also in full agreement for whatever needs to happen with this relationship with the woman you're talking about. I'm in full agreement for there to be resolution and clarity around what that relationship actually is and however that needs to proceed. So I'm in full agreement for you to be a magnet for the love that you deserve in this lifetime and for you to have clarity around the relationship with this woman. Full agreement for all of that. Okay, this next one is for Melfia. It looks like you have some, it looks like family. I'll just call it family. For James, I'm in full agreement for there to be healing and clarity around whatever is happening to his earth body. So I know he's in ICU right now, so I'm in full agreement for the family to be supported in whatever his spirit decides to do and for it to be made clear and evident. I'm in full agreement for the family to be completely loved, supported, and guided throughout this process and to all center themselves in their own bodies. I know that's really hard to do and it's scary. I'm in full agreement for everyone to get the support that they need and for James to have the physical and medical support that he needs in order for his body to line up with what his spirit is wanting. Full agreement for all of that to be resolved and healed and restored. Full agreement for all of that. Okay, this next one is for Francina. I am in full agreement for you to get the financial support that you need and for there to be a big boost in your financial support. And thank you so much for the sweet comment. I really, really appreciate those. Thank you so much. Words are my love language, in case you're wondering. All right, this next one is anonymous, and it looks like you're going through a separation with your partner, and you're feeling disillusioned and alone. I'm in full agreement for you to have clarity around the relationship with your ex or the partner that you're separated from. I am in full agreement for you to find a path to your own fulfillment within your body at this stage in the game. I know that it can be really, really difficult to get there, but I'm in full agreement for you to have the internal healing that you need, the support that you need, the gentle caring and tenderness that you need for your own body at this time. I'm in full agreement for all of that so that you can kind of come back to your center, come back to source, come back to the things that are really going to nourish you at this time. Full agreement for all of that. Okay, this next one is for Deidre. I'm in full agreement for your emotional healing and the blessing of a spiritual life partner and family. I'm in full agreement for you to get the financial support and abundance that you require, a job where you can work from home and have freedom to take care of your mom and your personal matters. So having that work-life balance. I'm in full agreement for you to have spiritual healing and growth, and for a beautiful home in an area that supports your growth and your family. And I'm in full agreement for you to have excellent, excellent health. Full agreement, full agreement, full agreement. Okay, this next one is anonymous. And it looks like there is a lot of pain coming up, physical pain, not being able to work, mental difficulties, financial crisis. It's just a big storm in your world right now. So I am in full agreement for there to be pain relief, for there to be abundant solutions, clarity, opportunities for you. I'm in full agreement for you to get the right practitioners magnetically drawn to you in order to support this situation regarding your health and your well-being. And I'm in full agreement for this situation to get increasingly easier and easier and easier, and for the pressure and stress to lift off of your relationship. Full agreement for all of that. And just so you know, since you are in need of a miracle and you're in need of finances and a whole bunch of other stuff is needing to heal, and as well as your physical healing, I do recommend Joe Dispenza's Becoming Supernatural. It's a book, probably the best investment you can make right now if you are willing to do that work. I mean, he has people healing crazy illnesses, ailments. Some of the most incredible healing I've ever seen has come from his work. So that would be my recommendation for you if you're kind of throwing a Hail Mary and you really, really need some support. That is one thing that I would definitely recommend, and do the stuff that he has in that book. So let's go ahead and move on to the next few prayers. Okay, this next one is for Taliba. I am in full agreement for you to have a financial breakthrough. I'm also in full agreement for you to have an adjustment around the way you're thinking about finances. So I'm in full agreement for you to tap into that part of the human and energetic experience of having more than enough. I'm in full agreement for you to tap into overflow. I am also in full agreement for the stress to lift and for you to actually root yourself into stability, because it does start with you. That's the best thing you can do, is kind of ground yourself into feeling more than enough, feeling like there is abundance. I am in full agreement for you to have a beautiful 2020. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, and this last one is anonymous. And it looks like there is actually a lot of self-bullying happening in this email. So I'm not going to read the whole thing, but here is what I have to say. I'm in full agreement for you to ease up on yourself. I am in full agreement for you to accept the fact that you're having human experiences, and that a lot of the things that you're coming up against are actually quite normal parts of human experience. And so for you to relieve yourself of the burden of putting all this additional pressure on yourself, I'm in full agreement for you to really allow yourself to connect to God and whatever you're putting your faith in at this time. and for you to feel really connected and for you to receive the healing and restoration that you need. I'm in full agreement for you to forgive yourself. That way you're available for full liberation from the things that you are frustrated with about yourself. Full agreement for all of that. All right, my friends, let's go ahead and pull a card. See what we need to know about this week. Page of Pentacles. It's time to show up for the things that are important to you. I cannot emphasize that enough. And remember, showing up doesn't just mean putting pen to paper. It doesn't just mean taking action, although I will never say that action isn't important. But what showing up really means is that you're kind of like putting your money where your mouth is energetically. And you're not just saying you're going to do something, or you're not just saying that you're going to practice something, but that you really show up for it. So this can even be emotional stuff, right? If you're working on shifting something emotionally, really being willing to catch yourself when it happens and like adjust yourself as needed. Or if you've been wanting to finish that project, that you actually like show up for it. Is there something that you want to do? Do you need to, you know, actually start the process? Do you need to make some phone calls? Do you need to fill something out? Do you, like, what are you really needing in order to get behind it? What are you needing to step into right now? What can you do right now in order to show that you're serious? And honestly, meditation counts. If you're going into meditation about things, that's you showing up for it. And so whatever the case may be, I just want you guys to not be afraid of showing up for the things that are important to you and the things that you want to achieve and that you want to accomplish. Now, since we are coming up on the new year, what I will tell you is that I do not generally start new habits in January. I find that I put too much pressure on it. If I start in December, then I'll be able to sustain it throughout January and I won't have so much pressure on the whole new year thing. So you might find that as well. You don't need to wait for January 1st to start something. If you're wanting something in 2020, why not start shifting your energy and showing up for it now? If you want better boundaries, start today. Start setting boundaries today. If you want to make a difference in your love life, start showing up differently in the communication space. Start showing up differently in the relationship, in the ways that you're intimate. Show your cards first. Be vulnerable first. I mean, it's like there's so many different ways you can create transformation right now. You don't need to wait for the right timing. Waiting for the right timing, it's never going to be right, you know? And don't put all your pressure on January 1st. Instead, just treat every day as an opportunity to manifest and get closer to what you desire and for you to actually fulfill that. Okay, so we need to really get comfortable with the experience or the journey of where we are in the present moment and how we can work with that. Not getting addicted to external circumstances. And that's what the Page of Pentacles is really highlighting. Do not wait. Don't wait for right timing. Don't wait for the right feeling. Your job is to cultivate that within yourself. It's not something that like a fairy doesn't come over and start sprinkling it over you. You have to actually lean into it and cultivate it and master it within yourself. That's where all of this is going. All right, my beautiful friends, thank you so much. I absolutely appreciate you. And until next time, I wish you nothing but the best. Good luck with everything. And I will talk to you on Sunday for the next episode where I will be talking all about meditation. That's all I've got for today. Hope you have a good one, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.